This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, I think we'll find out more today at practice and see how that goes, and then just go from there. You never want a player of his caliber out of your lineup. At the same point in time, out west, we were in games 19, 20, and 21, and you want to be smart with your players and making sure that you don't put them in a situation that the injury can become longer. So those are constant conversations between our medical team, our trainers, and our coaching staff, and I think we'll find out more here today.
Seth Appert with us on Tage Thompson, the latest on Tage, who did skate, went on the trip, looked like he might play, never did. So we'll see if he plays tomorrow against the Minnesota Wild. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. You know.
Bills are back.
It's Thanksgiving week. Bills are back.
Start getting into a routine. They'll practice what, tomorrow? Will they practice on Thanksgiving? They'll practice on Thanksgiving, won't they?
Yeah, probably. Sal will be back for this week, of course, as we gear up for Bills and Niners on Sunday Night Football. Is it – all right, listen, should I say this? Is it the least juicy Sunday Night Football game we've had for the Bills? Does it lack juice?
Is it possible, though, that it gains juice between now and Sunday? If I told you right now Purdy's going to play, is it juicy again?
I don't know. I think the way that it gains the juice back is win it and win the division. If the Packers beat the Dolphins, now it's home game prime time to win the division. But even then...
See, I don't think that's juicy, though, because there's nobody that thinks they're not going to win the division. Like, it's housekeeping, isn't it? I mean, I guess you can celebrate it in the stadium. They'll put the video message... They'll put a video probably up or a thing at the end of the game on the scoreboard, but...
Yeah, I mean...
How many Bills fans at the game on Sunday will think they have already clinched the division?
Basically, they kind of have. The Bills are basically kneeling it out.
Right. But like what I'm saying is, like, it's not going to be everybody, but there might be 10,000 casual Bills fans at the game on Sunday that when they see that go, oh, I thought they already clinched the division.
Right.
Like, my friend's been saying for a month that they've had the division won. So that wouldn't do it for me personally. It's more about the opponent. It's more about the Niners. Are they a legit challenge? Is the game going to be close? Would you expect that it's going to be close? And if they're banged up with a quarterback that can't throw, then maybe not, but I don't know. They're still the Niners on some level, I think. If Purdy plays, again, this is a big if. If he doesn't play, then it's a joke.
Yeah, it's tough if he doesn't play.
Other than everyone will make their jokes about how Allen 17 is playing Allen 17.
803-0550. I have a question for you on the Chiefs. You and I talked about this months ago, and I want to know if you feel any differently, if anybody else out there does. So the Chiefs, the story on the Chiefs is what? They're winning too many games at the end. They had an overtime coin toss win against the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
They had a blocked field goal against Denver. They had to kick for the win against the Panthers.
They needed Isaiah Likely's toe to be slightly out of bounds in
week
one.
They needed a 4th-and-16 or 4th-and-13 pass interference to beat the Bengals.
Yep.
And the narrative, or at least the conversation, I shouldn't say narrative, the conversation, if that's the same thing, around the Chiefs is they don't look great. Right now on ESPN, Rex Ryan says there's no explosiveness. You're lucky you have the greatest quarterback on the planet, do you? And that conversation needs to keep going. It's kind of like tied in. We currently live in an NFL world where you're not allowed to say anything about the Chiefs because they win the Super Bowl. They have to lose.
Mm-hmm.
They have to lose to allow everybody to say things about them again. They don't look that good. Oh, quiet. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I have to wait to see if they do, because they annoyingly do every year. Here's Rex calling Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback on the planet. How many other guys would get that benefit of the doubt with 15 touchdowns and 11 picks or whatever he's got? He's had a couple nice games against some bad teams. It's like we don't get the chance to experience the regular season, and Bills fans know what this is like, you might feel great. What's a Chiefs fan going to tell you? The Chiefs could be 4-7, and they would say they're going to make the playoffs and win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And you would have to say, well, maybe, because they always do. At some point, they won't, and we will all get our lives back. It's terrible. The Chiefs, if the Chiefs were to somehow win the Super Bowl again, I know people love to tell me dynasties are good for the sport and yada, yada. They already have a dynasty. They have reached peak mass. I don't know what the phrase I'm looking for is, but it would be bad if they won again. It will make it look like regular seasons aren't worth watching. Mm-hmm. And we're already almost there.
If they were to win again this year, it would feel like there's no hope at all. Like this team,
not even no hope, because it's so boring.
Right. And it's that. I feel like you are hearing the criticism. You are hearing the doubt. You are hearing the no, this ain't it. This is all the one score games and the stat comparisons, and like I am all here for forget for a second they won the previous two championships. This version of the Chiefs, and compare to other teams that had similar records what they look like. All the one-score games. I saw the stat from the other day that they have the second worst point differential of any 10-1 team ever. So there have been...
Is the other like Minnesota last year or something?
Philly last year.
Okay.
Well, and they're third. So there have been 86 10-1 teams in NFL history. This is the second worst point differential at plus 52. The 76 Raiders are the only team with worse. And you see the Eagles on there. You see one seed Titans on here from a couple years ago that lost in the first round of the playoffs. You see, not in the 10-1 record, but you compare them to Minnesota a couple of years ago winning all the one-score games. In Pittsburgh, what do all of these examples have in common? We were all right about them when we got to playoff time.
Right.
All of them. Tennessee lost in their first playoff game to Baltimore. Minnesota lost in the playoffs to Daniel Jones and the Giants. The Steelers got out of the playoffs immediately. They gave up 45 points to the Browns with Baker Mayfield, if I have the right year. Either way, they got out quick. Like every other example of a team like this that has a record like this that only wins in a one-score game, we were all right. We haven't really been wrong yet. Even the Chiefs of last year weren't like quite this. They were putting up bigger numbers by the end of the season. They had a couple of blowout wins along the way. It doesn't matter who they play, if it's Carolina or whoever, it's going to be last play of the game. It's going to go there. Hope it goes their way. And so far, it's gone their way every
time.
It
always does.
Except for the time Josh Allen got in the way.
Right. We'll go to Jay in Hamilton on this. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Oh, my God, guys. I cannot believe we're doing this. We cannot be talking about burying the Chiefs. It's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
Who's talking about burying them?
Let's hope we're not talking about them being so... My point is, I feel like the Chiefs are that team that's going to just come out and suddenly put it together. And I like them struggling, and that's not talking about it. It makes me feel much better.
But tell me, how are they going to put it together? What's the answer?
They always do.
Because last year it was a simple answer. Rashee Rice showed up and was a number one wide receiver. He's not there. How do they do it now?
And they played a bunch of injured teams along the way in the playoffs.
Right. So is that the answer?
Yeah. I think ultimately, I think we've always said this about the Chiefs. They can do it until they prove they can't. And they always have found a way. Are they struggling this year? Of course they are. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, for me, we know the one thing that the Bills have not done is beat them in the playoffs. And until the Chiefs show that they can't do it, I'm always going to be in the back of my mind waiting for January to show the world that the Chiefs can finally be beaten. But that's why. So I'm here thinking Chiefs are still number one until they're not. That's just how it's going
to
be.
Thanks, Jay. That's why I said they need to lose. I can't wait to get my life back. I can't wait until we all have a time in our lives where we can say we see things with our eyes and it's okay to say them instead of being like, man, they don't look that good. You got to respect them. Oh, okay. I have to. I'm required to. If this gets back to our training camp conversation. If it's the Ravens that win the Super Bowl, I will be praising the football gods. Thank you. Someone else. And of course, I want it to be the Bills, but I just need to be able to say a team you just laid it out, Joe. They're the second worst point differential in the history of 10-1 teams. And you're not allowed to say it in the eyes of some because, well, they're going to put it together. And they might put it together this year. And that would be so annoying. That's where I land. I want to again live day to day and not have my only conversations that are day to day in the NFL about the MVP race, but about who might win the Super Bowl instead, because people are open to the idea that someone else might.
We just haven't seen it in a long time. Last year's Eagles are, they won the NFC. It's very different, I know, than winning three Super Bowls and winning back-to-back. But weren't there probably people last year when they were 10-1 with the same problem of point differential, winning close games, that were probably out there saying, oh, no, guys, they won the NFC last year. They went to the Super Bowl. They're going to win the NFC again. They'll figure it out.
Yep.
They Super Bowl pedigree.
They did.
And then they didn't.
Did they lose like 5 out of 6?
They lost 5 out of 6. Yep. They didn't figure it out. It was true the whole time that they weren't as good as we thought. 10-1. Pittsburgh probably got the same treatment. Guys, Tomlin and Roethlisberger, Super Bowl pedigree. They're 10-0. They'll figure it out. These close games, they'll start blowing them out. And then what happened? Well, they didn't figure it out. They didn't just have the answers. They couldn't flip a switch. And again, the Chiefs have won 3 Super Bowls, so there is a different level of pedigree there. But I don't know.
Right.
I want to do now is go look at New England teams. Like, did New England ever have a team like this that had to win games with blocked field goals and 31-yard kicks against 2-win Carolina teams?
That's a good question.
And foots out of bounds. Like, the Chiefs are scraping by in these games. New England, did they ever have a season like that?
Probably. They had some dominant teams, of course. They had plenty of times where it felt like they got lucky. I'm not burying them. I'm saying for all of our sanity, they need to lose. I don't care if it's fall apart, first round playoff loss, that's what I need.
Okay, here you go. So New England in the Brady era, 15 times. This is crazy, isn't it? 15 times. Oh, no, this isn't through 10 games. They never had, though, a point differential lower than 106.
Okay.
That's their lowest. And most years they were up in the high 100s and into the 200s. And the Chiefs right now are at 52.
Yeah.
So, I'll look through 10 games. But for the full scope of the season in the Tom Brady era, they never had a team like this that was averaging winning by 3 a game.
Just need them to lose. Has to happen. 803-0550 if you want to join in. Thanks, Jay, for the phone call. Maybe the Bills are the team that does it. Maybe it's somebody else. It is Tuesday, Thanksgiving Day week, Thanksgiving week, Black Friday week, all that stuff. Extended weekend for many of you out there. Enjoy it. Prepare.
Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Survivor?
I mean, we haven't done...
Is it still a thing? Have we done that recently?
We could do it. We could.
Or you just rank side dishes.
Tomorrow, what we should do is tell Thanksgiving disaster stories. That's what we should do tomorow.
Like the Thanksgiving disaster stories?
Yeah, like the time I had my turkey caught on fire. That one, you know, like that.
I don't know. I'll have to think. I'm sure I've got something. Thanksgiving disaster stories.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.